This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Supreme Court today held back its interim order on the new Waqf law after the centre asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The court will now hear the matter tomorrow. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. The bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new Waqf Act. It raised 3 key points. It said the properties declared by courts as Waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by Waqf by user or Waqf by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge to the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which a Waqf property will not be treated as Waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry whether the property is a government land will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all members of the Waqf boards and Central Waqf Council must be Muslims except the ex-officio members. However, the interim order which the court suggested was passed today. C.J. Khanna, at the end of the hearing, expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Vadra, husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was also questioned yesterday by the agency. The BJP today hit out at the Congress in connection with the National Herald case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi rejected Congress's claim that the case is outside the purview of the Enforcement Directorate, saying that it is a clear example of a business transaction. The BJP leader added that this case is being investigated following the order of the Delhi High Court in 2013 when there was UPA government. Mr. Trivedi added that the National Herald case is a peculiar episode in Indian history, as a company worth thousands of crores was acquired for just 90 crore rupees.
नेशनल हेराल्ड केस को लेकर आज कांग्रेस पार्टी देश भर में तथा कथित प्रदर्शन कर रही। नेशनल हेराल्ड केस भारत के इतिहास का बहुत विचित्र प्रकार का केस है, जिसमें कि कोई कंपनी जो कि 90 करोड़ की देनदारी में बिक गई, जिसके पास हजारों करोड़ की प्रॉपर्टी थी। दूसरी दृष्टि से देखें तो एक विचित्र केस है, जिसमें खरीदने वाले और बेचने वाले दोनों एक ही थे। तीसरी दृष्टि से देखें तो बहुत विचित्र बात है कि ये दावा किया जाता है कि ये स्वतंत्रता संग्राम सेनानियों के कंट्रीब्यूशन से और उनकी स्मृति में प्रारंभ किया गया देश के प्रथम प्रधानमंत्री पंडित जवाहरलाल नेहरू जी के द्वारा और कांग्रेस के दौरे हुकूमत में बंद हो गया।
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav accused Congress of doing low-level politics in the National Herald case. Talking to media in Rishikesh, the minister said it is not a political issue but a case of corruption.
कांग्रेस के लोग नेशनल हेराल्ड के मामले में एक तरीके से एक ऐसा निम्न स्तर की राजनीति कर रहे हैं। ये राजनीतिक मसला नहीं है, ये भ्रष्टाचार का मसला है और कांग्रेस को इसको ओन करना चाहिए।
Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has recommended the name of Justice B.R. Gawai as the next Chief Justice. Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. The tenure of the current CJI, Justice Khanna, is going to end on the 13th of next month. Global gold prices surpassed the $3,300 mark for the first time today as investors sought safe haven assets after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a probe into potential new tariffs on U.S. critical mineral imports. Spot gold price in international markets was up 2.4% to $3,311 an ounce a short while ago. Meanwhile, gold prices in India also soared to historic levels, breaching the 95,000 rupee mark for the first time ever in domestic futures market. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.